up for sale on an auction site because she wants to raise cash to buy a car and a flat. The girl, who's called Kim, she's half Austrian, half German. She says she contacted a specialist escort agency selling virgins for millions. According to the website called Cinderella Escorts, her virginity is proven with a doctor's certificate, and a potential buyer can also do their own tests to inspect the girl. It's unbelievable what's going on in the world, is what I'm going to say. And let me speak to commentator, writer, journalist Yvette Shapiro. Yvette, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yvette, the first thing that crosses my mind is that if an 18-year-old goes to Cinderella Escorts to become one of the escorts who is a virgin, and she's prepared to sell her virginity, and the opening bid is 85,000 euro, if she's prepared to do that, it's highly unlikely that someone who has been a virgin all her life is going to decide, all right, let's now lose my virginity in the most dramatic of circumstances. So we have to consider that this may be nothing other than a publicity stunt by Cinderella Escorts, who provide girls for prostitution who are anything but virgins. However, Kim claims to be a virgin and she wants to avail of the escort site to get a very high bidder because another woman has already done it, and a businessman from Hong Kong paid over 2 million euro to be the first person to sleep with her. I don't know what to make of it. Women do claim that their bodies are their bodies, and if they want to, it is their right to do with their body as they please. Would you support an 18-year-old, a young adult, selling her virginity?
No, Frank, I certainly wouldn't. If it is a publicity stunt by this escort agency, it's a fairly sick one. It's also not original. Really, since the internet came into being, we've had these kind of really kind of sad stunts being done by young women from various parts of the world. I think I remember one of the first that hit the headlines was in the United States, and that's got to be a good sort of 15, 20 years ago. So there's nothing new in the concept. It's as sad and disturbing now as it was whenever the first person came up with the idea of doing it. And of course, you know, you can go back centuries. People have been selling virginity, but that's usually been a controlling man selling a daughter's virginity or a slave's virginity. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing new in the concept, and it's really, really disturbing. If I was a parent or family member of a teenage girl who felt that what she wanted to do with her body was to have her virginity sold to the highest bidder, you'd have to question the kind of parenting and the kind of background that young woman has had over the years, because it's just not something. I have a 13-year-old daughter, so not that far off in age, and you know, you all have the conversations with your daughters and with your sons about respect and self-respect. You have to have the conversations about sex and what that means and how they need to handle and deal with their emotions. And as we know, Frank, most young people, whenever they have sex for the first time, that is done usually with another young person around the same age. It's about them both going on going on a journey together, but it is beginning, I suppose, a life where their, you know, their sexuality becomes part of their life, and they're usually doing that in quite safe circumstances, we hope. And you know, it's a bit of an adventure generally for most young people who begin that together, and they generally have some feelings for the person that they're beginning it with. And of course, it's not always in ideal circumstances. This is just about the furthest from an ideal circumstance that it's possible to get, and you have to be very, very disturbed by it. I think also, you know, angry that people in charge of an escort agency would seek to exploit a young girl who's extremely, extremely misguided in this venture that she started.
Does she have the right, however, should she have the right to do something so drastic? There are men across the world who have significant amounts of money and who will bid for the right to take her virginity.
And those men are sad.
Yes, men are
sick, and those men are not normal. Any man who would, you know, define himself by not just the number of women that he can sleep with, but the age of women that he can sleep with, and the virginity of women, the purity, they might say, of women that they can sleep with. Those individuals are beneath your contempt.
But does she have, as an 18-year-old, as an adult, does she have the right to make herself available to those men?
Of course she does. If she's 18, she's an adult. What she seeks to do with her body, as long as it's within within the law and within the law of the country that she lives in, is entirely up to her. Just because something's legal doesn't make it right, doesn't make it acceptable, doesn't make it healthy. And it certainly is something that, you know, you wonder. She's put herself up there. She's saying she wants to raise money for, you know, a flat and a car. Maybe she gets her flat and her car. Maybe she'll be very happy in it. But, you know, maybe she won't. And maybe she'll be thinking back to, where did I get the money from? How did this start? And where am I now? And, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. I'm not one of these people, you know, that makes a whole deal about, oh, virginity, it's something terribly special and needs to be cherished. There's an awful lot of ridiculous language and romantic hearts, flowers and butterflies painted around virginity. I think we need to be far more direct with young people. You know, sex education, I think, needs to be very direct and very honest, very straightforward. But anybody who would be at any age, was she not a virgin and was she putting herself up there, you know, to sleep with the highest bidder? She's still a very, very young woman, 18. You know, there's 18, Frank, and there's 18. Maybe this girl's a very sophisticated 18, maybe old and wise beyond her years. I wouldn't think so. I think this is a very immature and misguided action that she's taking. And, you know, I really hope that somebody that she trusts and respects and loves does get a hold of her and have the conversation that needs to be had with her, and perhaps can make some kind of a breakthrough there by making her understand that what she is doing is not a good thing to do. It's not a healthy thing to do. It's not a safe thing to do. And it's not going to help her value and respect herself, either now or in years to come.
Is it prostitution, or is it providing something special to a man in return for a favour?
What's special about having sex with a man? And the chances are, the man who pays to have sex with her is probably going to be considerably older. Considerably older. I mean, where does, you know, a crumbly, ageing man get the opportunity to sleep with a beautiful young woman? Where do you get the opportunity to do that? That only comes through money. In most cases, that only comes through money. There are very few young, attractive girls, fresh young girls, in the early bloom of womanhood, who really want to get into bed and have sex with a crappy flesh old man. Let's be honest about it.
It is a very sad picture that we're painting here, but the reality is she exists, and other young women, as you've said, have done it in the past. It's a strange mindset, but maybe we are conditioned by our culture and our own bringing up, and there will be young women listening to this programme who will think, what an opportunity. How do I sign up?
I do think that sex has become very cheapened, and, you know, obviously the internet is partly to blame for that, because you can see quite graphic sex images, pornography, etc., by the click of a button or tapping the screen on your phone at any time of the day or night, and children and we know children, really quite young children, are viewing this material. And I think that, you know, I think there's probably a lot less, as I was saying, about the kind of romance of sex and of virginity that there used to be. I think really the activity itself has become if people like to have ever called it special, then it perhaps less special than it used to be because of the availability of those sort of images. And also, social mores have changed. People do have sex now at a much younger age, women aren't branded harlots and run out of town because they're having sex before marriage, and rightly so.
But is that part of the problem? You know, is that part of the problem here? Because the 18-year-old is selling something that she can only offer once, and there are men who are prepared to buy it simply because virginity is seen as this incredible threshold. If virginity wasn't remarked on, and when women get to the age of consent, they have sex, or they're having sex before the age of consent with other young fellas who are also below the age of consent. So, you know,
That's quite normal and natural, Frank. You know, young people will want to explore sexuality and explore their feelings, and they will be attracted to each other. And most young people are attracted to other young people, be they below the age of consent or above it. And that's just natural and normal, and it's nothing, you know, to be disturbed about as an idea. I think it's where young people don't think that sex is anything important. It's not a big deal. It's not something that's valuable. It's not something which deserves an awful lot of respect. It has been cheapened. It has become, I suppose, a quite a common currency. And I do think that's an awful lot to do with media and with the internet. And young people now, there just there seems to be this highly sexualized environment in which they're living, and that's very, very worrying. But it is the way the society has gone.
Aye, but should we not be discouraging people from seeing virginity as special? Would that not resolve this issue?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, you have to ask men. You know, you would love to get one of these men in a room who thinks that it's something to do to pay a lot of money to try and take a young woman's virginity, so to speak. I mean, even the language, take a young woman's virginity, they're taking something from her. This is the kind of disturbed minds that these sort of men have. It's very unhealthy. What sort of sex education have they had? What sort of guidance have they had when they think that they are the dominant figure in any sexual transaction, in any sexual encounter? They're there to take something away with them from this woman. This is a scalp to add to their belt. It's just very, very disturbing that men still think like that, but they do. Men in our society and in others still think like that, and that's a parenting issue at the end of the day, and it is an education issue, and I think there needs to be a whole review of how sex education is taught. I know schools try to do their best, but I do think it needs to be reviewed, and I think parents really need to get a grip on this, and they really need to be guiding children, parenting children, and most of all, making sure that when their children are ready to begin a sex life, that they're doing that with some level of self-respect and with some empowerment themselves, particularly girls who are often left very vulnerable by all of this.
I don't know whether this is relevant or not, but it's highlighted today in The Sun that the man behind Cinderella Escorts, who's a hugely successful businessman, is particularly obese, and he lives at home with his mummy.
Why am I not in the least bit surprised to hear any of that? Particularly the bit about being fabulously wealthy, because sex sells, and there's a lot of money in the sex industry. So I'm not the least bit surprised that he turns out to be a very wealthy man. What size or shape he is and who he lives with, somewhat, I suppose, irrelevant. But does he have a normal relationship with a partner? Does he have a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife? Is he in any way in any kind of normal, respectful relationship? I'd love to know. I'd love to know. Does he live with his mother? Is that because he hasn't been able to form a normal, respectful relationship with someone else? He'd be an interesting man to get on the phone, wouldn't he, Frank? You get him on the show.
I don't think I'll bother calling him. But, you know, if he wants to ring, feel free. Yvette, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
It would actually be interesting to speak to a guy like that who is making money hand over fist by providing, as he claims, virgins for those who will pay significant amounts of money. And he also provides a significant number of girls in their high teens, 19-year-old girls, at £1,000 an hour.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.